This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Since last year, when the extent of the NSA's electronic monitoring was revealed, we've heard an awful lot about protecting ourselves from surveillance society. There are ways to protect privacy on your phone, emails, and web searches, but short of wearing a mask, we can't hide from the multiple cameras and facial recognition software that track far more of our lives than most of us would like to admit. Who would think that all you need is a little face paint? The Atlantic editor Robinson Meyer tried out CV Dazzle. That's a proposed method for camouflaging individual faces from surveillance technology. And Robinson found that while it may conceal you from cameras, it brings more attention to you from other human beings. He's here to tell us a little bit more about the experience. Rob, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, what does CV Dazzle aim to protect people from?
CV Dazzle, the CV stands for Computer Vision Dazzle. It's a kind of face paint you can put on your face. It's a set of patterns. It has a matching kind of hairdo. And it's meant to obscure your face from facial recognition algorithms of all kinds.
So you'd still be seen on camera. You just wouldn't be recognized.
Right. You still appear on camera to certain algorithms looking for a pattern that looks like a human face. They would not recognize your face as meeting that pattern. Your face looks like any random collection of pixels. It's not face. You know, in the world of the algorithm, you have things that are face and things that are not face. And
you're just
Dazzle,
object.
Exactly.
So who came up with this?
It was come up with by a kind of artist designer named Adam Harvey, who's based in New York. And it was designed at first because Facebook was auto-tagging. Facebook, around 2009 or 2010, rolled out a feature where it would suggest you to tag other users in photos, your friends in photos. So when you uploaded a set of photos from your phone, it would say, hey, this looks like Robinson Meyer. Would you like to tag him as Robinson Meyer? And then show all his friends this photo. And to Adam Harvey, this was not good if, for example, you were going out. You had a big night planned, and then you didn't want pictures from that to be forever linked to your name on the internet. And so the original idea behind CV Dazzle, it was that you would put it on your face, and then you would, go out to clubs or whatever, and it would look kind of like a odd fashion statement, but it would not, then when the pictures of you were uploaded later that night, Facebook or any kind of facial recognition software would not suggest that they be tagged as you in a social network.
So you wouldn't be tagged on your social network, but people would look at you like a freak for the entire evening.
Yes, exactly. Or, maybe very avant-garde, maybe very edgy.
Well, okay, so you didn't test it going out to bars. You commuted to work in Washington, D.C., and you painted your face yourself. Now, you said there are patterns available. Did you just do it with regular face makeup or face paint?
Yeah, I was getting more and more interested in it, particularly because it is, if listeners go look for the pictures online, it's a very striking pattern, and it's kind of a cool pattern. So I was getting interested in kind of rolling it out beyond, hey, look what this cool set of patterns can do, and just wearing it around normal life and see how people responded. So I did. I used something like regular face paint. I actually went to a theatrical makeup store and kind of asked them what they thought was best and the easiest way for me as a makeup amateur.
How do you know which parts of your face need to be patterned?
The basic idea behind them is that you're trying to block an eye. You're trying to mess up the symmetry of your face because across ethnicities, basically there are certain patterns of light and dark that appear no matter what the base skin tone is, and you're trying to throw those off. And you're also trying to obscure the region kind of between your eyes and the middle of your nose, your nose bridge, and then the corners of your eyes. My pattern relied on big fake eye marks on my cheeks and then a big swing of hair in front of my right eye.
You look slightly like some Disney character or something.
I heard it was like Flock of Seagulls, the cyberpunk version. but like there's another pattern where you just take a big piece of black face paint and like run it to the middle of your eye all the way to your nose.
Hmm.
So you wind up painting the corner of your eye, and it's if it's dark enough, it winds up confounding the facial recognition software.
So you walked around, you rode around on the metro, you went and, you know, to lunch, visited a couple of places. Could you test whether or not it worked?
I could test whether or not it worked. Every iPhone, at least every iPhone, and most point-and-shoot cameras, and I think many Android phones, have facial recognition software built in. So if you pull out your phone and make to take a selfie, the yellow box that appears around your face is the phone's built-in facial recognition software, locating your face and focusing on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that I tested it when I was walking around and right after I put on the makeup was by just pulling out my phone and seeing if a yellow box appeared. And I was not usually successful. I would say I managed to not have that yellow box appear half of the time.
Well, how did people look at you when you were walking around with this flock of seagulls, this cyber flock of seagulls look?
Yeah, you got a mix of reactions. So sometimes I just got people who stared. Sometimes I would say the most common one is I'd be walking by someone and their eyes would just kind of settle on my cheeks where I had these big fake eye marks. And they just stay there like as they walk by. And there'd be no social recognition that this is what they were doing. Like it was just so gripping that they kept paying attention. And of course, like, I am not the only one who in public space elicits this reaction. You know, there's lots of different kinds of ridiculous things you could do to your body, and people do them to get a rise, to get a public reaction like this. The main thing I learned from wearing the makeup is that the things that you do that hide you, that make you invisible to computer surveillance, make you incredibly visible to everyone else, make you like deeply memorable to everyone you walk by. And so there's not a way to hide from algorithmic and, you know, in-person surveillance. There's not a way to hide your face from both algorithms and, you know, people around you, unless you just wear a mask, which is very recognizable in its own right.
But if you explain to people that, you know, what you're doing, are they kind of like, yeah, you know, nudge, nudge, I believe that I'm being watched too. Isn't there a sort of, I don't know, dark conspiratorial sense?
There is. I think I found it hard to describe to people exactly why I was doing what I was doing when I was out and about. I was wearing the face paint because I found it interesting and because I found it visually arresting and kind of an interesting experiment. I had to convey to people that I didn't think the government was reading my mind. This wasn't a tinfoil hat thing. This was to test the boundaries. Some people were into it. Some people just kind of were like, oh, okay. I found that if I told people why I was doing it honestly, I kind of got like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And if I told people that I was doing it because I hit a sports game or something, like my team was the black on your face team.
Rob Meyer, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Robinson Meyer, associate editor at The Atlantic, where he writes about technology. You can see photos of him in his CV Dazzle makeup and read about his experience in the article he wrote for The Atlantic at wordofmouthradio.org. You'll also find more on our website, including instructions for Dazzle camouflaging your own face. Again, wordofmouthradio.org.